Some of us older folks remember expressions like, "He's got it made in the shade." "Why, they're living on Easy Street." "He's living the life of Riley." Well, these expressions were a way of saying that someone or some folks, they're living the good life. Well, as we go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, we'll notice Peter had something else in mind when he wrote by inspiration, "For he that will love life and see good days." Well, of course, the verse goes on, but we'll want to deal with that at a later point in our study this morning. But Peter was not giving a plan for material success. No, just as Jesus was not when he said, "I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly," John 10:10. So Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, was writing to Christians who faced difficult circumstances. And they were, of course, from, you know, different walks of life, having quite a few differences in their everyday life. But they had a bond that brought them together. And that was they were obedient to the gospel of Christ. So being a Christian, we're able to have joy even in today's society. So we want to ask the question this morning, how can we have love of life and see good days even during the most troublesome times? And we'll begin our study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning, yes sir, to PFE. And we should know that stands for Preparing for Eternity. What more important thing could we be doing? Well, the answer is obvious. Nothing is more important than our eternal destiny. And so we want to take this opportunity now to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we study God's precious Word in our Bible classes. And then as we come together to worship God, we're striving to do so with a proper attitude, thus in spirit, but also in accordance to the New Testament pattern, thus in truth, John 4:24. And I can assure you, you will receive a very warm welcome. And we always love having visitors join in with us. Something else to mention. If you're interested in a Bible study or Bible correspondence courses, free Bible materials, please let us know. We'll be glad to set up a Bible study at your convenience. And something else to mention, we're always glad to answer Bible questions that you may have. Your comments, positive or negative, they're also appreciated. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code, and our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. One other thing I want to mention, and that is our website address, where you'll find our radio sermons and our bulletin articles and other information, and that address is www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, let's get into our study as we're asking this question, how can we have love of life and see good days even during the most troublesome of times? And we certainly would agree to being in troublesome times, would we not? As you hear the news every day, and so many things we could discuss there, but let's get into answering our question. Again, we're wanting to to have love of life and see good days, even though we're in very troublesome times. So how can we do that? Number one, by following the example of Christ. Of course, 1 Peter 2:21 through 24, let's notice. 1 Peter 2:21 through 24. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Yes, we can have love of life and see good days even when suffering. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. 1 Peter 4, beginning in verse 12, going through 16. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Of course, we can glory in our suffering because we're glorifying God. That's right. We can be happy. Yes, of course, because we're glorifying God. So always remember that when we're in the situations of suffering. Now, let's look at the problems of these brethren that Peter, by inspiration, was penning this letter to. Notice that they were in heaviness, 1 Peter 1, verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Well, of course, we can take joy in glorifying God. That's right. Never forget that. Now notice they were being tried. They were put to the test. Verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus. They were suffering for being a Christian. 1 Peter 3:14. But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Let's not be afraid of terror, terrorism, terrorists who want to put fear in people's hearts. Let's not be afraid of that. Let's not be troubled when people make fun of us as Christians. You notice the ceremony of the Olympics. Who are they making fun of? Our Lord and Savior and his followers. That's what we're seeing in our times today, are we not? Well, something else, as we look at the problems of these brethren, some of the wives' husbands were not Christians. 1 Peter 3:1, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, their godly behavior can be a strong sermon for their husbands. Think about it. Well, some of these brethren were slaves, as they were owned by someone, and thus they were termed servants to the master. Well, look at 1 Peter 2:18. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. You see, there were problems for these brethren. Don't think they had it made in the shade, so to speak. Just the opposite, wasn't it? But again, Jesus was their example, just as he is ours. Notice Jesus controlled his speech when threatened. He reviled not when he suffered. Neither was there any deceit found in his mouth, 1 Peter 2:22. Jesus gave of himself. The self-sacrifice that Jesus made was with joy, Hebrews 12:2. So here is the pattern for good days. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are we renewing our mind? Are we presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God? Are we proving what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? Are we being conformed to this world? We better not. No, sir. Notice Jesus committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, 1 Peter 2:23, the latter part of the verse. 1 Peter 4:19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their soul to him in well doing as unto a faithful Creator. Are we doing that? Well, we should, if we're going to have love of life and see good days, even though the worst of times, the troublesome times we're living in, as we have Christ as our example, and we need to follow it. Jesus quoted from the Old Testament scriptures when he was tempted in Matthew 4:1-11. He was quoting Deuteronomy 8:3, Deuteronomy 6:16, and verse 13 in all three areas of temptation Satan uses against us still today. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John 2:15-17. But here's number two in our answering of the question, how can we have love of life and see good days even during the most troublesome times? Well, by obeying God's pattern. 1 Peter 3:8-9. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are therefore called that ye should inherit a blessing. And God's pattern is consistent with the example of Christ. It certainly is. So these go together. By following Christ and his example, and by obeying God's pattern. They work together, of course. So to be of one mind and to have the same judgment, we've got to follow the same standard. That's the way we can be of one mind, to follow the same gospel of Christ, the faith. 1 Corinthians 1:10, we're not to be with division among us, but yet be perfectly joined together of the same mind and judgment? Paul wrote to the church of Christ in Corinth, did he not? In Ephesians 4:5, we see that there is one faith, not many, but one. And we want to follow that pattern and have the one faith that is in the Word of God. This is true unity, and we need to appreciate it. Notice Philippians 2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There it is. Be of the same mind one toward another. Romans 12:16, the first part of the verse. And this gives us what? Joy, satisfaction, contentment. We are to have compassion as our Savior. Luke 22:50-51. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. We know in John's account, it was Peter. Yes. Oh, perpetuous Peter jumped right in there, didn't he? Pulled out his sword and whoosh, off went Malchus's ear. But Jesus put it back. Now that should have gotten their attention to stop their evil doings. But they were set on arresting Jesus, which they did. But notice, we're to have compassion, just as Jesus certainly had. All the things that are going on around us, the injustice, so many involved in just outright evilness, we need to pray for them, that they would have an opportunity to learn the truth and obey the gospel and be forgiven of their sins, as we were when we obeyed the gospel and continued to live faithfully, even if it meant our death. We'll have the victory. But wouldn't it be wonderful to see these people that are making fun of Christianity to become our brethren? You see, we can hate the sin, but we're not to hate the sinner. And we're not to take matters into our own hands as to striking out and being violent and things like that. That's not the way Christ did it. Of course not. Something else, we are to have brotherly love in following God's pattern. Notice what Abram, who would be called, of course, Abraham, and Genesis 13:8, and Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Let's keep that in our hearts. We be brethren. As Jesus said in John 13:34-35, A new commandment I give unto you. Here it is. That ye love one another as I have loved you. That's what made it a new commandment. To love one another as Jesus loves us. And that ye also love one another, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And that's not just a feeling, is it? No, that's love with action. Agape love. Brethren, what do those outside the body of Christ know about us? Do they see our joy despite the troublesome times? Well, they should. If we're being faithful to God, we are to be pitiful, tender-hearted, care for the feeble and the sick. Well, Ephesians 4:32 certainly applies. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. We are to be gracious, humble-minded, not out for vainglory. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Philippians 2:3. We're not to be rendering evil for evil, striking out, as I mentioned a moment ago. Look at Romans 12:17-21. Recommends to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That's right. That's the way to do it. God's way, not man's way. Number three, how can we have love of life and see good days even during the most troublesome of times? By remembering that God has given us His promises, which of course encourage us. 1 Peter 3:10-12. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God's promises are conditional to our obedience, are they not? Well, yes, they are. And therefore, we must follow Christ, obey God's pattern, as we've seen. And notice with me, Luke 9:23, as Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. How often? Daily. And follow me. In Romans 6:17, we see that there's a pattern that God has set forth for us to follow. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Form, what does that mean? Pattern, same thing. We've got to follow it because it's God's pattern. And yes, we can have God's approval as we live righteously. Yes, we need to live righteous before God. Verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Are we of the righteous? Or are we of the evil that are doing evil and not getting forgiveness and going about doing it our way instead of God's way? That's not going to work, is it? It's not going to turn out well. But we need to know God is concerned about each of us, each one of us as an individual. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. 1 John 4:9. Knowing this gives us great joy in our hearts, does it not? Well, it certainly should. And as long as we are faithful, God is open to our prayers. The effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. The question is, am I a righteous man? Are you a righteous person? Well, if not, how can we expect, or how will we expect our prayers to availeth much if we're not even faithful ourselves? So, of course, we need to be righteous people, praying to God and knowing that our prayers are availing much. God's promised. Remember that. God has given us His promises, which encourage us. So, as we close out our study this morning, we have God's example to follow, His pattern to obey, and His promises to encourage us. So, of course, this is how we can have love of life and see good days, even during the most troublesome of times. What a great joy it is to be a Christian. Keep Jesus first, others second, yourself last. J-O-Y. Jesus, others, yourself. Remember that. So let's apply that and have great joy as a Christian. We'll see those good days. Yes, and we'll really appreciate life, the love of life, even though we're experiencing very difficult, troublesome times. Let's always remember 1 Corinthians 13:11, as Paul closed out this inspired epistle to the Church of Christ at Corinth. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. That is mature, complete, of course, not sinless perfect. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. That should give us great comfort, no matter what the circumstances we may be experiencing. The loss of a loved one, disappointments in our surroundings, and of course, we see division throughout our country. And what about even in the Lord's church? That should concern us more. But despite all these difficulties and troublesome situations we could name, again, we can have true peace of mind and joy in our hearts. That's having the love of life and seeing good days even during the most troublesome times, is it not? Well, of course it is. And so, at this point of our study, let's extend the Lord's invitation. We're ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel. We stand ready to study further with you. We have to hear the truth. That's how our faith comes, Romans 10:17. Now, we must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten Son of God, John 8:24. Having believed Jesus is the Christ, we're ready to repent of our sins, making a change of wills, Luke 13:3-5. Submitting to the will of God. Now we're ready to make the good confession unto salvation, stating, I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Now, having done that, we're ready to be immersed, to be buried into a watery grave. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? That's where He shed His blood, and we'll contact it. And we thank you so much for listening today.